Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So it has been decreed. Panic in Detroit. Panic in Tigertown. 97-1. What's the biggest reason this is going down this way? And your level of panic. They're up 3.5. The math is on their side, but dwindling by the day. When you lose a Scooble start, when you're swept by the Guardians, you start to get nervous, if not out and out panicked. John, to me, the headline is watching Jose Ramirez hit that big time home run late. Right? Scooble only goes 6 innings.
Yeah.
God forbid. And Ramirez hits the homer. Well, let's look at the Tiger All-Star bats. Dead, dormant, ice cold. All of them. All of the guys who made the All-Star game from the position player group have been bad in the month of September. So you start looking around. Where are the stars? Is there enough talent on this team? Has water found its level? These are the things that start creeping into your head when you watch your baseball team nosedive in the month of September. 5-10 this month.
Yep.
So panic level, 248-539-9797. Response from you guys on the phones. Let's start with Paul in Grand Rapids. Paul, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Good morning, Paul.
Hey, so I am like a panic. My panic meter's at like 4. Here's the thing, though, and I want you guys to hear me out on this. I'm like 50-50 right now. Part of me wants this, like, them to win this division, right, and get the 2 seed, and all right, let's go into the playoffs and see what happens. But the other part of me, and I want you to hear me out on this, kind of wants them to blow this. And the reason I say that is because this team has so many inconsistencies in their bullpen, their starting rotation, and especially the lineup. So the reason why part of me wants them to blow this, still make the playoffs, but blow the division, is because maybe then Scotty Boy wakes the F up and says, oh, well, maybe we aren't good enough the way it is. Maybe I shouldn't, you know, just wait for the kids. And then maybe it forces his hand to go out and get some real players, get a couple bats, get another couple arms, and puts an end to this dumpster diving stuff that he's just obsessed with. What do you guys think about that?
Well, the only argument I would have to that is, first of all, I would say winning is always better. And second is, don't you think those deficiencies are blatantly obvious? Whether they blow this or not, just getting in, I think it's, you could talk about starting pitching, relief pitching, bats. It's all right there, and we're watching all of it. Scott Harris has to be able to see all of that, whether they win the division or not.
I'm with you, John, but if we win the division, get the 2 seed, that my fear is Scott's going to be like, oh, we made the playoffs. We won the division. This is good enough. I don't have to make any moves this offseason.
Mission accomplished, you know, right? Mission accomplished. He said my job is to get the playoffs.
Yeah. It's like winning throughout the course of the season. And the winning clouds your judgment, and you gloss over, as a coach, all of the little things that could bite you in the ass when it's all said and done.
Well, a great example would be the trade deadline, right? I mean, even leading up to it, we talked to AJ. Well, yeah, if we had a bat, where are we going to play him? Well, I don't know. AJ, you built a culture where guys give up at bats for the good of the team, and you have a bunch of versatile chess pieces, and you're the king of moving dudes around. Like, and then to see it echoed with Scott Harris bargain bin shopping, I mean, these weren't moves that were serious contender moves. And now they're facing the reality check that they're not good enough.
I guess if there's people out there that are rooting for them to not do well, and because they want change or something to happen.
No one's getting fired.
No, that's not happening. But I'll tell you something I think that might rock the boat a little bit down there is if they don't host playoff games.
Oh, because then it comes out of your pocket?
I mean, you could have booked almost for sure. Heck, I did with our schedule. that they'd be playing ALDS games at home in early October.
Yeah.
And right now that's in limbo a little bit. And those are two sellouts and a ton of money.
Yesterday I gave you odds, and this will speak to that, right? Like the Fangraphs odds said, hey guys, they're going to be fine. 98% chance to make the playoffs. It's down to 96%. Still likely to make the playoffs. Win the division. It went from 95 to 91%. Again, math is in their favor to win this division. Where we really saw a shift in one game's time was their odds to have a bye from 59% down to 43% overnight. So that takes out the fact that you could skip the wild card round. So you could just advance to the ALDS.
So standings right now, two seed. If with the West teams, Seattle and Houston are both tied. They play each other this weekend. Mm-hmm. You should root for the Astros to win two of three because you hold the tiebreaker on the Astros. But you don't want the Astros to win all three in case you're not winning. See? What are we doing? Who would have said we'd be doing this 2 weeks ago?
Okay, go ahead,
if
John.
It's for the two seed, all right, trust me, we want the two seed. And they were in position to seal that up. I'd much rather be looking at that saying, are we one of, through 162 games, are we one of the best two teams or the best record throughout the course of the year? That's a much different conversation than are we going to win the division when we had a 15.5 game lead?
Okay, in terms of panic level, we're getting some sevens, some eights. This one says my panic is a nine. They desperately need hitting ASAP. That's Bill in White Lake. You did bring this up earlier. Again, unlikely, but if they can't find a way to win any games, they invite not only Cleveland to pass them in the division, but they make that last three games against the Boston Red Sox potentially, either you're in or out of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And how much does that play into this narrative about what the Tigers should have done in the offseason if you know who is the one eliminating them in the final three games? I'm not going to play the drop. We'll just get to the phones. Let's get to Amanda in Waterford. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
What's
How
up?
Are you?
I'm good.
What's your level of panic?
Like 5.5, 6 right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because since the All-Star break, they've been playing as if they already won the division. So it's been more lackadaisical. They're not playing with that fire they had earlier in the season.
So you feel like they took their foot off the gas and just said, we can coast the rest of the way. We'll turn it on in the playoffs.
Exactly.
It's hard to argue. I think, what is it now, 26-30 in the second half of the season, four games below 500, not over a course of a week or a month. That's a big sample size.
It is.
And it does feel like they've run out of gas, that the start was not who they really are.
Well, and to complicate matters, and not that Colt Keith was knocking the cover off the ball, but he's been better than Torres, Green, and everybody else. Like,
so what happens now?
Because, third base.
Because AJ's normally not someone to sound any alarm bells, but he said he was it highly concerned?
He was highly concerned because it was basically Colt Keith taking himself out of the game.
Right, and these athletes typically like that. You have to drag them out.
Yeah.
So what's the solution at third in the interim? It's more McKinstry. You're not going to do Ibañez against righties.
Right, so you're back to the rotation and Javi be in the mix as well.
Ticket Texter says, I sure miss Javier. This Javi guy sucks.
I miss Javier, too.
I do, too. If they blow this and miss the playoffs, fire Harris, fire Hinch, blow it up, send Scooble to L.A., rip it all down. I'm going to put that guy as an 11.
I think so, yeah. Now, he might be 12 on the
Carson Anderson.
Yeah.
Now, I see why they do the dozen.
Yeah.
Don't let the Tigers get cold, signed Steve.
I thought for sure that'd come from Dylan at Royal Oak.
Frequent listener.
He must not be listening today. I think he's got other things to do now.
He's busy.
They're busy. Some spirited practices. Ian, Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Panic. The panic level is a 10. And the reason why I say it is because our guys have been playing at a high level ever since last year, and they burnt out. They ran out of gas, and we didn't get no bats at the trade deadline. So my panic is a 10. And unfortunately, boys, I really believe that we're going to miss the playoffs. because Boston is hungry. We got Atlanta this week. We got Atlanta tonight, this weekend. And if Atlanta come here and take 2 out of 3, it's over. And one more thing I want to say. It defines between the Spartans fans that's debating on watching the game at 11 o'clock tomorrow. If it was a Michigan game down there, all the TVs, we'd all be watching the games. Go Blue.
Go Blue, E.
Shot across the bow.
I'm going to have a sign here that I'm just going to tap that they would not have put Michigan at 11 p.m. Nor would Michigan probably have agreed to it.
We wouldn't agree to it. Yeah.
That's the thing I didn't realize. You said this earlier.
The athletic department has to agree to that time slot on the West Coast. So, I mean, you can be upset all you want at the situation, at the broadcast partners, but you got to agree to it.
Well, and MSU has given up home games, right? Late in the year, they give up that Black Friday home game to play it downtown. You're getting a lot of money to let USC into your conference. You get a lot of money with Washington and Oregon in the conference. And at a time where money is king in college football, I'm not telling you to like it. I'm not even forcing you to stay up. It's your life. If you don't want to stay up till 2 a.m. to watch your team, that's your business. But you benefit from this more than I think you lose in this.
It sucks for the fans. It sucks for the players. I hate it. Hate it.
Why don't we do this? We'll give Spartan fans a chance to vent. If you are furious about this, irate, we'll make some room on the phones for you. It is Friday. Your team does play tomorrow. I don't know what your game plan is for Saturday night.
Is that a dinner and then nap versus lunch and nap?
Maybe.
So you can stay up till 11 just to see the kickoff?
Are you going
to
like get into the caffeine or the energy drinks? You're going to be jittery?
What do you need to see in the first quarter just to make you stay up for the second?
John, if we're not within 10, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Heck, if we stay up and watch it, we have to sleep twice within 25 hours to get to work on it.
That's a good point. I'm planning on watching it. Figure it out. 248-539-9797. Tiger Panic phone calls. The olive branch to MSU fans. How do you feel about your 11 o'clock kick? Are you going to watch? It's 97.1.
All right, guys, I gotta tell you, my new hot tub has completely changed my evenings. After a long day, there's nothing better than jumping in that warm, bubbling water. And I'm telling you, it's like the stress just melts away, and I'm in instant vacation mode in my own backyard. It's one of the best parts of my day, honestly. So if you're thinking about getting a hot tub, now is the perfect time. Bedinati Pool and Spa makes it easy to find a hot tub that's going to fit your space and your lifestyle. And trust me, once you have it, you'll wonder how you lived without it. So go check them out. Bedinati Pool and Spa is located in Utica, right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have a brand new showroom in Clinton Township, right off M59 and I-94. And no matter which location you go to, their experts will be there to help you find the perfect hot tub. And this is cool. If you mention my name, they'll take $500 off your purchase just like that. So go to BeninatiPools.com or stop by a showroom today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Their star stepped up. Our all-stars are ice cold. Tigers lose again, swept by the Guardians. 3.5 game lead still in the division. Your panic level. The math's on your side, but you got to start winning some of these games. Braves have won 5 in a row, but they are not sending Guardian-level pitching to the bump the next couple days. Time to get the bats right, win a couple games, get back to winning series. They take 2 out of 3 this weekend, John. Again, Cleveland's running out of time.
Yes, you're right. You're right there. You hold all the cards right now.
Panic level. Texter says 0. I have no panic. I've already accepted they'll miss the playoffs.
Okay.
When the Tigers miss the playoffs, just blow it up and start over. This roster can't hold a 16-game lead. It's not the roster to bring us a title down the road. Team got off to a huge lead quickly. They've been coasting the last 80, and now when it's time to come off the mat, they're incapable. Mentally soft.
I wonder if there is something to that, and I don't know if you'll ever really get the answer. Like, did they at one point feel like, okay, 15.5 game lead, we're comfortable, we're okay. They mentally took their foot off the gas, and now they can't get the engine started again?
A ticket texter's pushing back, says, you guys got to do better. When a caller says they took their foot off the gas and you agree, it's lazy. Every roster's trying to win. They're trying their asses off. Shoot that BS down.
There's also human nature. I mean, how many times have we seen a team have a 2-touchdown lead in the second half and then all of it, or in the fourth quarter, and lose it? Was it the play calling that changed and became more conservative? They took their foot off the gas? Like, there's a lot of different means to taking your foot off the gas.
Yeah, there is. And to be fair, though, some of this might just be they aren't very good, or they're not as good
that's
as...
That's the easiest solution.
It's not that they're trying their ass off. They're just not as good as the record once indicated. This is more of who they are, or at least this is water finding its level. Or that. When it comes to the Tigers, you can stick a fork in them. They're done. More of those ticket texts. Let's get to the phones. We also asked MSU fans to call in. We want to get kind of the sense of how your Saturday night's going to go. And if you're livid about the game time, the kick time, go ahead. Floor is yours. Let's get to Mark and Troy. You're on 97.1.
What's up, guys?
How's it going? Good morning.
I'm doing good. I've come to call because I feel like I'm the only USC fan in Michigan.
Probably are.
I know it's a shock, but I grew up raised by my California relatives and grew up watching them, and I feel like if Michigan State fans can't stay up to watch late, then they can't stand to watch their football team.
Well, I think from the ticket text that we've gotten, you might not be wrong that they can't stand to watch their team.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, with now all these new schools in the Big Ten, it's a new matchups, new opponents. It's a good game to watch. 11 o'clock, I'm going to be up. I don't get off work until 10, so I'm going to be up watching the whole game.
So I've heard there are certain people that this is more advantageous for. The late crowd, the guys that work late, have weighed in. I've also seen dads go, hey, I'm busy all day with the kids. The time I get where I don't have any commitments, everybody's asleep, it's me and the football game.
Yes, but that could be, you know, depending on your age of your kids, it could be an 8 o'clock start where kids are in bed. Instead of 11 o'clock when your kids are going to wake up at the same damn time every day.
They always do, no matter how late they stay
7
up.
O'clock in the morning, and you didn't go to bed until 2:30.
But it's been wild, the response this week, because it's not like we're cherry picking this. It's all Spartan fans looking at their team at 3-0 and thinking, we're not good enough, looking at this game and thinking, I won't watch. They're not excited. When college football made all these changes, Doug Karsh was big on, yeah, but are my Saturdays going to change? And we've talked about it. Yeah, but when Saturday rolls around, you're still excited to watch your team, right? Mm-hmm. This may be the first example of it cracking people and breaking people. All the changes and, well, I'll still be excited on Saturday. MSU's 3-0. They're not excited for Saturday night. They're not excited for an 11 o'clock kick. They're not going to stay up and watch.
Well, and I think for Spartan fans, I mean, it's logic to think that if the game started at noon, 3:30 or 8, there would be more fans locally here watching the game versus 11 o'clock at night.
Sean and Novi, floor is yours. You're on 97.1.
I think it's a fun talking point about the Tigers, and I was a little bit more animate, animate when I was talking to your screener, but, you know, I put a lot of the blame on commentators around Detroit and the fans because it's very frustrating. I've been calling in shows talking about the Tigers as well as the Lions about mismanagement. And the thing is like, this is where we're at. This is the direction that they decide to go. So it's not, I'm kind of like shocked and just, you know, in disbelief that people are calling in nervous. Well, we all know this was going to happen. I mean, the signs were on the wall. They decided to not go that route. And I hope all the fans in Detroit are excited about all their minor league players that they didn't want to get rid of. That probability of them making the team is very, very unlikely. And I know that everyone wants to talk about it, but it's very hard to get to this point to try to go for a championship. And it's disappointing that our managers around this town aren't doing what is needed to be successful. And the only saving grace with the Lions, and I don't want to bring Lions into the mix because it's not the talking point of the show, is that, you know, we have Aleem McNeil coming back, and we have some very elite players that may be able to hold things off until we get some help back on the defensive line. But it is frustrating, and the last point I do want to make is sometimes it's just better to be lucky than good. And maybe the Tigers can get some luck here and finish off strong. But this is what was expected. It's not like earth-shattering. This is what we got, you know. And
it is a little surprising to blow a 15.5 game lead. It's not surprising that they were going to cool off. It's not surprising with the lack of star power that they're not winning 100 games.
And just hit the pause button for a second. They still have the second best record in the American League.
And why would you be nervous? Well, you're nervous because you don't want it to happen.
Right.
You're nervous because to his last point.
Yeah.
You want to hang in, even if it is luck. You still want to be the lucky team.
And I hope they finish it off so that we don't have to listen to all the I told you so callers.
Yeah. Let's get to Heather with the news.
So a man who was unresponsive after riding a roller coaster at Universal Orlando Resort's newest park has died.
Oh.
Yeah, so the man was in his 30s. He was found unresponsive after riding this new roller coaster at Epic Universe. And he was taken to the hospital, but he was later pronounced dead. And a medical examiner ruled that the cause of his death was multiple blunt impact injuries. No other information has been given. So, of course, that does raise a lot of questions. Like, where were the injuries? Was it to his head? Was it to his chest?
Was he bouncing around?
Yeah, was he banging? Did he not have the harness on properly? Or was he doing something inappropriate on the roller coaster himself? Like there's a lot of questions. The ride, of course, has been closed down since this incident, but more questions than answers, really, I think. Arizona Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray has issued an apology after making a social media post that really stirred some criticism, some pushback online. So it has been deleted now, but this Instagram post showed him with one of his dogs, with one of his pit bulls, wearing a throwback Virginia Tech Michael Vick jersey. And of course, you all know the history of Michael Vick and his background with dog fighting. So anyway, he did take the photo down, and he said that in no way, shape, or form does he condone animal cruelty or dogfighting. He said that he admired Vic as a player growing up, and he did note that his two dogs are treated like kings, he says.
So clearly wasn't thinking, and there's no malicious intent. I hate that you even have to apologize. Like, I understand that it looks
bad. I know the
bad.
Optics, yeah.
Yeah, but like, he loves his dogs. He likes Michael Vick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
But, like, shouldn't we be able to use some critical thinking skills? Do we really think he was coming out with an I endorse dogfighting post?
No.
No, but, like, I don't think so either. But, like, what I think, I don't know much about Michael Vick except for the dogfighting. So, for me, if I were to see a jersey of his, I would instantly think that. And then I would see that and then see him with his dog and think, oh, he should have thought about that.
Yeah. Or, I mean, run it by, I always run my social media posts by my social media coordinator, that would be my wife. And there are many times where she will look at something and be go, are you an idiot?
Don't post that.
Yeah, I mean, she may not use that term, but I
she
get the point.
Yeah.
And what? I'm like, what am I not seeing? And then she'll point it out and be like, oh, I can't believe I didn't see that.
Sometimes it's just little things in the background of photos that I notice. It's like, oh, don't post that. Do you see what's back there?
Yeah.
Yeah. As bow hunters prepare for the October 1st archery deer opener, a new bill introduced by a Northern Michigan lawmaker could change the way these hunters protect themselves when they're out in the field. So this proposed bill would allow bow hunters to open carry a firearm for protection against certain predators, bears, wolves, yeah. cougars.
Makes sense.
Even if they don't have
always need
ACPL.
Protection with cougars.
I knew there was going to be something there when I saw cougars listed, and I was like, all right, whatever, we'll hear what John has to say. So currently, Michigan law prohibits bow hunters without a CPL from carrying a pistol in the field. So, yeah. And it does say, you know, the bill does not allow for a hunter to use the firearm to harvest an animal. It is strictly there for
defense.
Protection.
Well, even if you have your, you know, concealed permit and you're carrying, but it's bow season,
right,
you can't.
Of course.
Use your firearm to take a deer.
I mean, you could then argue, why can't these people who are bow hunters go get... How long does it take to get a CPL?
Well, it depends on the county. It's a one-day class, and then it could be a waiting period of anywhere from 30 days to... I had to wait for mine for, I don't know, 6 or 7 months.
You could prepare and...
Yes.
Do it in advance.
Could, or... You could just open carry like you can legally in any other way.
You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the news.
Yes.
That is the news. Coming up next, it's the cookie jar. One member of the show puts their shoes on in a very unique way. We'll get to that. 97.1.
Hey, Lions fans. Heather here to tell you Verizon is helping you get your gear game ready. From September 19th through September 30th, visit a participating Detroit Verizon store and you can score big. Choose an accessory for your phone, tablet, or gaming device worth up to $70 on us with a new phone purchase on select My Plan activations. Think of it, a new phone case, an extra long charging cable, or a portable battery pack to keep you powered up all game day long. Make your move now and switch to the number one network in Detroit. Visit your local Verizon store today, only on Verizon, the official 5G network of the Detroit Lions. Accessory offer while supplies last to first customers during promo period. One gift per purchase per account. Apple accessories ineligible. See store for additional terms and details based on Root Metrics Detroit Root Score Report 1H2025. Tested with best commercially available smartphones on 3 national mobile networks across all available network types. Your experiences may vary. Root Metrics rankings are not an endorsement of Verizon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.